So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that plumbing dispatcher Amber makes $57,000 a year. All right, on the phone this morning is John, who lives in beautiful Tacoma. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Man, the last couple people have been calling in or firing me up, John. Way to bring the energy. Way to bring the heat. Love it.
Good.
Okay, so John, you are a commercial property manager. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, so we've never done anything like that, so we have a lot of questions. So we're going to put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you all those questions. When we're done, we'll play a song. You know, we'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make based on what you've told us, but then you're going to share your salary here in a couple of minutes. Sound good?
That sounds perfect.
John, are you the John that fell in between the chains that one time when you saw the ghost?
No.
Oh, different. We talked to him before.
Different, yeah. The naked guy. Different guy. Okay. I got a minute on the clock. Gabe, if you are ready, fire away.
John, how long have you been at your current job?
I've been at this company about seven years, and I've been in the industry for about 22.
Oh, boy. How old are you, John? Do you mind if I ask?
I'm 57.
Okay. What was the percentage of pay raise between your old job to this job?
About double.
Do you want to be retired right now, or are you working because you enjoy your job?
Well, I enjoy my job, but I'm going to retire early.
Do you still have a house payment?
No.
How many properties do you manage? And when you say manage, what do you do?
I've got 345 properties. I work for a corporation that owns strip malls all over the country.
Oh.
And my territory is Western Washington.
Did you get a Christmas bonus?
No, I get a bonus every quarter.
So how many properties do you manage here locally?
374.
What is your
schedule? I'm sorry, the timer went off there. That is crazy. Okay, listen, we got to, you know, put our brains together here. But while we're doing that and we play a song, why don't you text your guest to 253-642-WOLF. Put your name and where you live on that text. I'm going to use it as my guest. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, once we come back right after the song, John is going to share his salary as a commercial property manager in about 3 minutes.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. All right, on the phone is John. He lives in Tacoma. He's a commercial property manager, and he kind of just blew our minds, at least my mind a minute ago, with some shocking revelations. Gabe, you want to break it down?
Yeah, so he's been at his current job for about 7 years, but he's been in the industry for longer. He said coming from his former job to his current job, he almost doubled his salary. He doesn't have a house payment. He manages like something crazy, over 300 properties. He oversees Washington, and last but not least, that's all.
Going to retire
doesn't
early.
House payment.
Doesn't have a house payment.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, that's a lot to take in. That's a lot to remember, Gabe. You did a good job. I unfortunately have to go first because I won last time. So I'm going to use a text from Jason and Everett. And I agree. I might be way off here, but I'm thinking he's making big money. Okay, he's going to retire early. He doubled his salary. 370 plus properties. $200,000 a year. That's my guess. Gabe, over to you.
I'm going to piggyback on you because I was going to say 200, so I'm going to go with 220.
Oh! Bigger money. Captain Ron.
I think it's lower. It's a lot, but it's malls. I think he has a hard time filling the spaces. I still think he makes good money, though.
That's
so I'm going to say 100.
Okay. Yeah, there was no laughing when we said 200. You know, sometimes yeah. There'll be a reaction, so you might be right. I mean, listen, that's crazy. 100, 200, 220. Those are our guesses, John, but obviously you don't really know, but we're all curious how much you actually make working out of Tacoma as a commercial property manager. And it's time to share your salary.
What is it ever?
My W-2 last year was 237.
Oh!
John, you baller!
Gosh darn you.
I've got rental houses also, and that doesn't count that.
Sheesh.
So it sounds like obviously you're getting compensated above and beyond, but it does sound like a tremendous amount of work. Are you 7 days a week, 10 hours a day? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, it's absolutely 7 days a week. Somebody calls and wants to rent a property, or I got to put out an ad or something. I got to do it now. And if Sunday or Saturday is the only time they can look at the property, I got to go do it. It can be anywhere in Western Washington. I'm on my way to Ocean Shores right now to show a property.
Wow.
So wait, somebody in Ocean Shores could call you today and be like, yo, my water heater went out and you got to go.
Well, I got a handyman to fix that.
Okay. All right.
But I collect the rents. I show the properties. I make ads. I call corporations to rent my properties. It's a lot of work.
Okay, and are you in a relationship? And if so, is your significant other used to this kind of thing? It's like you're a doctor on call. If somebody, you know, hits you up, you got to go.
She's used to it. When I got to go, I got to go. We've been married 30 years. So,
Wow.
Has that ever happened in the middle of something like really important, like somebody's birthday party or an anniversary, and you're like, whoops, got to go?
Yep. I have missed a lot of things. I've missed Christmases. I've missed birthdays. I've missed all that stuff. But with the amount of money I make, I got to go.
Yeah. So in other words, it's worth it.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, we'll celebrate your birthday next year. And I'm getting you something real nice because I make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I like it, John. I like it. All right, John, that's fascinating stuff. I mean, if somebody's listening to this and they're not making a lot of money, maybe you're on the younger side of things, like, that's a career. That's a job you want to get into.
Well, I did residential property management before I got into this, and this is way better.
Do you have to go residential to get to commercial, or is it possible just to jump right into commercial property management?
Well, you got to have some kind of experience to get into commercial.
Okay.
You know, it's not just something that anybody can do.
Yeah, and I've heard plumbers and electricians all say the same thing. You got to put in your time. You got to pay your dues in residential and deal with people. Ugh. And then you get to work commercial. Right. Yeah. You got to. Yeah. Okay. All right. John, we love you, buddy. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Okay.
All right. Love you guys.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.